Good morning. My name is Dahlia Tate Rainey. I'll be moderating this session on Food is a Family Affair. Our first presenter is Dario Gregory. Dario is the head of the unit of biostatistics. Can you hear me? Okay. Of biostatistics and epidemiology in public health. He's an associate professor of biostatistics risk analyst at the University of Padova. He has a Master's of Art in Statistics at Penn State University and PhD in Allied Statistics from the University of Firenze, Italy in 1995. He's a project leader of the European Registry of Choke Injuries. He's the coordinator of several international studies on obesity and children, participating in India, Latin America, and former U.S. Soviet countries. He's the author and co-author of more than 350 peer-reviewed papers. Please welcome Dario Gregory.
Thank you. Let me start thanking the organizers and the chairman for giving me the opportunity of presenting our work here. This specific work is in cooperation with some people at the University of Padova, but the overall project is involving a really large group of researchers all over the world, and you will see afterwards who they are. I don't have anything to disclose, so let's start. I think if you think about obesity, basically this is a picture taken from internet. It's just showing that basically obesity and overweight in children in particular is really a multifactorial problem. And I think there is a general agreement on that. What is coming out more and more is that psychological and behavioral aspects are playing a major role in determining, or at least modeling, the way that this kind of epidemics develops. Synthetic picture has been provided by Bouchard a few years ago. Basically, he's showing that the social and the built environment are interacting together in determining what is called the obesogenic environment, which again influences the obesogenic behavior, and through what is a kind of a sort of biological predisposition, genetics, and so on, influence the weight gain at the very end of the chain. What we mean by eating behavior, by obesogenic behavior, we are basically talking about two main things, which are eating behavior and physical activity. In our view, and this is the topic of my presentation today, we're also thinking that the perception that the child or the mother of the child has on the weight is also playing a role in this framework and may influence the end of the chain, which is the weight gain. So what about this project? It is, as I said, a fairly large project. We have an experimental study which is anticipated at the beginning of the study by a fairly large survey. It is conducted in school facilities. We have more than 2,700 children between 6 and 11 years. And as you see, it wasn't meant to be a representative sample or whatever. It's just a collection of schools which agreed to participate. And the vast majority of the children in our survey are coming from India. And that's because we had a bilateral program between Italy and India on obesity, and this is why we collected more children in that country than in others. Of course, the study has been approved by the relevant institutional review board in each country, in each city participating in the study. So as I said at the beginning of this study, we started collecting information about the potential risk factors for obesity and overweight in children. We got some data on personal aspects, basically demographic aspects. We provided a food frequency questionnaire, then general information about the behaviors, physical activity basically, and time spent on TV. The familiar environment, basically the socioeconomic status, and some information about the weight of the mother on the father and the number of brothers and sisters of the child. One thing that we have been studying in detail was the long-term exposure to commercial advertising, and we use a standardized, validated questionnaire that we developed over a few years of work. This is basically a matching exercise of the food type with, you see here, this is an unbranded logo, and we ask the child to match the type of the food with the logo, and then also to, if they were able to, also to name the brand, the specific brand. It is a 0 up to 30 score, and of course, because the products are changing from country to country, it is not the same questionnaire, but the score has been validated in a way to be consistent across the countries. And this is, we are really happy about this this score, this instrument, because it is a very good proxy not only of brand awareness of the child, but also it is a proxy of long-term exposure to TV, newspapers, commercials. It is also a very good proxy of the influence that some specific model of society are proposed to the child. So it's really a flexible flexible instrument, providing several interpretations. So we also ask a very simple question to the mothers of the children, and basically we were asking if their child was basically about fine with weight, if it was too heavy or if it was too light. And this is basically the variable that we will discuss today. Just to mention, we also in India we did a more sophisticated evaluation using the same questionnaire in addition to this one, and this has been already published, and you find a reference there. For what concerns the body weight was basically we collected data using a standardized scale and a wall stop, and then we derive usual zeta score for BMI according to WHO, depending on not if the child was below or older than 5 years of age. And then these are the threshold of the BMI zeta score that we used for classifying our children. So just one slide about the statistics we use. We split the analysis in two parts. The first one was a kind of exploratory analysis, trying to weight the different factors associated with the misperception of the weight, and we use for this, for statistical reason, basically random forest analysis. For basically there are two reasons: it is fairly robust in selecting the variables, and second, it works well even if you have more variables than subjects, and this was particularly helpful because for few countries we don't have that many subjects enrolled in the study. And then as usual, we use a multivariable model, logistic regression model, adjusted for clustering in country and or cities as in India. So these are the main characteristics of our sample. I think, as I said, because of the way that the overall study was conducted, it is balanced by gender, so we have 50% of males and females. And overall, we observed about 40% of obese or overweight children in our sample, and this is the overall distribution of the sensitive of the zeta BMI scores. So let's see the first basic table. As you see, this is the actual classification of the zeta BMI, and this is the perception of the mother. These percentages are conditioned on the columns. So basically, what happened is that you have that. I think there are some figures very interesting here. You have 72% of the children which are underweight, which are perceived by the mothers to be just fine, the right weight. And you have about 52/1/2 children which are obese, which are perceived as by the mothers as having the right weight, and even worse for what concerns overweight, which is really misperceived, because you have basically all of the children which are classified as fine among those who are overweight. And I mean, this statistics here is just to provide an information on the general agreement, and as you see, there is a very poor agreement between the perception of the mothers regarding the child weight and the actual weight of the child. So there is also, as you can see, these are the forest plot of the percentage of misperception for an obese or overweight child, and you see there is a great heterogeneity across the different countries. And there is, in principle, a very huge heterogeneity also for what concerns the underweight children, but I have to say that in here, the entire sample is basically driven by India, and in India there is really a misperception of what is an underweight child, and this is for obvious reason, I would say. So this is the importance plot for forest analysis. It is listing the variables in a decreasing order of importance. So basically the variables at the upper level are the most important ones, and the other at the bottom, the less important ones. I think it's good for giving you know an idea on what's going on. Basically, you see there are four blocks. The upper blocks is basically somehow related with the number of TVs, usual transports, and so on, which is basically a split of what is a socioeconomic status related variable. In here, you have basically physical activity and family issues, and all the others are here. So, based on this one and selection procedure and so on, we developed a logistic model basically to find the factors which are associated with the misperception only of the obese and overweight children. So we just cut out all the others which are underweight, and you see that basically there are four variables, which is the BMI of the mother and the father, which and they have a fairly big risk, and the brand awareness. I will comment on this after, and the family socio-economic status. These two plots here are showing you the how the risk of misperception increases as the BMI of the mother and or the BMI of the father increases. So you see the basically that as long as the mother become or is sorry overweight, then the risk of misperception is higher than for a normal weight mother. And the brand awareness was the only variable among those four which showed an interaction with the country. And this is how it is. This is the marginal effect of brand awareness. Remember, the higher the score, the more intense is the long-term exposure to commercial advertising and so on for the child. But as you see here, this is totally different behavior across the countries. You have that brand awareness is associated with a lower risk of misperception in some countries like Italy and Mexico, perhaps. In India and Argentina, there is a very strong positive relation between these two concepts. So now, what happens if we reverse the concept and we see if we put the actual obese or overweight status as a response variable and we use the weight the misperception as the risk factor for obesity and overweight. You see, these are basically, again, the importance plots for all the factors which I listed before, and you see that, you will see better in this slide, the importance of the perception of the weight that the mother has on the child is ranking as one of the most important variables overall in all the countries we consider. And here is just the rank of the weight perception in all the countries. It's the first and most important variable in Mexico. It's fairly important in Chile. It's definitely not that much important in UK. This is the rank out of 35 factors. So, last important communication is, what is the impact in terms of decision to change the weight? So this is very crude estimate, nothing really adjusted. I just wanted to show you that basically the perception, this is the relative risk of deciding to modify the child weight, according to the perception or the actual weight status. The perception has a weight which is basically twice as higher than the actual weight of the child in determining the decision of the mother to change or to do something for changing the weight of the child. So summarizing, I think just the blue lines, when we adopt a policy for tackling obesity, we should also take into consideration the perceptions that the mothers have on the actual weight of the children, because otherwise this will be a kind of dilution effect, and we have the risk not being that effective as we wish to be. And the second is that we have seen that there is a very big heterogeneity across the country. So, and in India, I can tell you, even across the cities. So, really, if you want to adopt policies effective for what concerns obesity, we should also think that this kind of effect is a culturally related problem, in particular also because it's mediated by a culturally related perception of the weight of the child. Thank you for your attention.
Will there be any questions for Dario?
I do have a question, Dario. You provided a lot of data on European countries. Do you have anything on the U.S.?
Thanks for the question. No, we don't have anything about U.S., but if you want to participate or have some schools that you want to provide the data, then we can make a comparative analysis also with the U.S., and that would be really nice. Thank you.
Thank you again. Oh, here's a question.
No, it has been validated only for UK, and this is something that we can validate for US as well, as long as we have someone willing to do that here. Thank you.
Thank you, Dario.